This is One2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica, and hey, it's good to get together with you. Hey, hello. How nice to have your company today. I'm hoping that you are hearing me on the 17th of March. If you are, perhaps you could let me know in the chat room. I do not know why it doesn't like me. I never had this problem on Thursdays. Okay, somebody's putting a comment up. I will go and take a look and see whether I have technically solved my problems. Let's have a look. And if you can let me know whether you're hearing me on the 17th. Shirin would like a reading. Not being able to tell just yet whether I'm actually broadcasting live. Shirin says she'd like a reading. So I'm going to keep refreshing this page until somebody can tell me whether you're hearing me on the 17th of March as opposed to November, which apparently is what was going out. If not, I'll have to reboot. I say the leprechauns must be working their trickster magic. So I'm looking down. Ah, Jennifer says, now I can hear you live. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you. I have no idea what goes on. But anyway, good morning to you. I'll start the show again. It is the 17th of March. Let us hope that the leprechauns have now had their little joke and I can stay live on air. It is St. Patrick's Day. The whole of the front page of One2 Listen is celebrating by being green and a sale price as well. So if you want to speak to your favourite advisor, go and get into the Irish magic over on One2 Listen. I am an advisor on One2 Listen. And also now, thank goodness, live host on One2 Radio. I'm going to be doing you some readings. It is St. Patrick's Day, and I was just saying that apparently we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, I didn't know, who knew, perhaps you did, on the day that he died, because he lived a life of extreme poverty. He wasn't originally Irish, he emigrated there, and so I'm guessing nobody knew when he was born. So we celebrate the day he died. He is the patron saint of engineers because he built so many churches and apparently protects you from snake bites. He's got this whole snake serpentine thing going on, which I think actually is an oblique reference to the fact that he brought Christianity to Ireland. And I think the reference to serpents may have been the old Celtic witchy ways, the old religion. But anyway, so lots of people in the Facebook chat room saying that you would like a reading. And of course, it will be my pleasure. I've got some Irish blessings for you as well. Top of the morning to you. That is the worst Irish accent I think I've ever done. So good morning. Let's have a look and see who's in this Facebook chat room now that I've got it the right way up. And I hopefully I'm live. Good morning to Laura Kasdan Fulton. Good morning to my Libra buddy, Maureen White Varner. Good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, my colleague from One2 Listen. Good morning to Charlene. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, who is not far from me here in the UK, in Cornwall, a very, very Celtic place to be. Pamela says, good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Top of the morning to you too. Shirin would love a reading. And Jennifer says, now, thank goodness I am live. So let's keep it that way. Would you like an Irish blessing while I'm sorting out my Facebook chat room? If you want to come and join us in the Facebook chat room, it is very easy. If you're a Facebook person, just put in 1-2 Radio and it will take you to the private group and hopefully someone will let you in. If you can get to a computer or the app, put in 1-2radio.com. You will see there is a menu on the left-hand side with many options, one of which is the on-demand system. So if you miss in any of this show, I will get it up there on demand as fast as I possibly can. You'll see all the other shows from my colleagues as well. So if you miss a show, for example, I know Mark Husson is on after me with the Mark Husson Astrology Hour. So much information about what is going on in the skies at the moment and the influence and what that means, all these planets changing signs. So if you want replays of shows like that, you will always find the on demand. You will also find in this menu on the left hand side the option to chat, which is where I was going with this thought. So come on in, say good morning to everybody. They are a lovely, lovely group of people in there. So I'm going to leave you coming in the room while I do you a blessing. So I was looking for some of my favourite Irish blessings that I have heard over the time. I love this one. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face, the rains fall soft upon your fields. Until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. I think that Irish accent probably slipped into Scottish somewhere in there. My apologies to the Scots and the Irish. I love this one. May your troubles be less and your blessings be more. And may nothing but happiness come through your door. What else? May you have all the happiness and luck that life can hold. And at the end of all your rainbows, may you find a pot of gold. Yes, amen to that. Okay, this is the one I know quite well. May good luck be with you wherever you go, and your blessings outnumber the shamrocks that grow. Absolutely. May peace be within you. May your heart be strong. May you find what you're seeking wherever you roam. I like that one. May that be so. So I'll leave you with those. Those are some good Irish blessings. I used to have an Irish boyfriend, and I was going to say Irish sense of humour, but it's not. It's an Irish way of thinking that actually is very practical, but a little quirky. I used to go around and visit my Irish boyfriend. They were from Southern Ireland. They were from Cork. And whenever I'd go and knock on the door of the little house where they lived, his mother would answer the door and she said, "Our Peter herself is here. Would you come down from up above?" Just used to make me laugh. I mean, where would you come down from apart from up above if you were upstairs? Anyway, I leave you with those thoughts. I'm going to go back now in the Facebook chat room, which I have refreshed, and do people some reading. So let me just tip this up the right way. If I suddenly turn back into November again, perhaps somebody would be kind enough to tell me. But I think I'm broadcasting live again. So Laura Kasdan-Fulton, you would like a reading, a message for today. Let me just take a look and see where I am. Okay, I've got plenty of time, lots of time to do readings. So a nice Irish reading. I did a card, by the way, for all of us for today. I'm using my Angel Wisdom deck, my Tarot Wisdom deck, which I just love. I love the energy coming off it. And just in case you cannot get in the chat room, I did a reading, because I always say I don't, you know, I'm so thrilled when you guys come and support me in the chat room, but I know so many people listen who cannot for all sorts of readings. So I did a reading for all of us today. I got a major arcana card. It is the Emperor. In my deck, it comes with Archangel Michael. It is about organization, and all around him, he's got ram's heads, because this card is associated with Aries. And of course, we're there in the Aries energy. So many signs changing. We're heading into Aries. Lots going on this week. Mark Husson will speak to it far more eloquently than I can in the show that follows this one. But signs are changing. Today is St. Patrick's Day, which is why 1-2 Listen's on sale. We've got a sale on Wednesday, because we always have a sale and people love it, so there will be one. Thursday, you've got the equinox, and we're stepping in towards Aries. On Friday, it's TGI Friday, the psychic sale on Sunday. So if you need some help making sense of life, your favorite advisors are all on sale on 1-2 Listen. Lots of opportunities this week. I just throw that one in there. So we have Archangel Michael with the sign of Aries, the sign of organization in this deck. Yes, the ram is fiery, but he is about logic and taking charge of a situation, or in this case, your life. It's about structure and discipline and leadership. To me, do you know what that says? Spring cleaning. It's that time when we look at our house and think, oh, I accepted that all winter, but I'm done now. It's time to clean out. I know so many people who are cleaning out their wardrobes. The charity shops are doing so well here in the UK. I was also given an analogy for this morning when I said, what am I supposed to be talking about today? And the angels always give me a message one way or the other. And I sat there and I heard nothing. And I, okay, because I'm clairaudient. And I got my headphones out to plug in so I can do the radio show. And the wiring of my headphones was an absolute cat's cradle. It looks like a cat had been at a ball of wool. And I was just looking, thinking, oh, and I said, okay, that's what the angels are saying. They always give you something. You just have to be paying attention and be present. And they're saying life, it's a metaphor for life, this tangled bundle of wires that I have, because that's what life's like. We go along, we're born, we go along, we collect all these ideas, many of which are given to us from family or friends or circumstance. And if we're not careful, we can end up with a real cat's cradle knot, where we can't actually see the truth, or we can't find our integrity or our authenticity, which are two buzzwords that I feel so strongly this year. I know I sound like a stuck record. I've been saying them for ages and serve the dragons, but it is so important to be in your truth and your integrity and your authenticity. And sometimes we have to unravel that tangle of wires that life has given us so that we can clearly see where our core truths are and what life has wrapped around us, but actually, do we need it anymore? So this card, this Emperor, this Archangel Michael, it's all about that. So let me just have another look in the chat room, because I can see so many people coming in. Good morning to, I've said good morning to Jennifer. Tara Elizabeth is in there. Charlene is in there. Shirin is in there. Mark Husson, good morning, boss, sir, in the house. Thank you for letting me know I sound great. Happy St. Patty's Day to you too. Good morning to Kat Garner. You would love a card. So I'm going back up the top. And let's start this in order, as I said. Let's start with Laura. You would like a card, please. Clear my deck. Always important to clear your deck before you do a reading, or you end up cluttered with messages. So if you do read cards yourself, clear the deck every time. Major Arcana card, Laura. I think the angels and dragons and whomever you work with have been listening, because this card also comes with Archangel Michael. Some people don't like this card when it comes out, but actually I think it's a great card. In my deck, it's called Ego, and it's cutting yourself free. And the illustration on this card is this woman who is blindfold and chained, but Archangel Michael is cutting through these cords and freeing her. And it's the illusion of the world, the illusion of being trapped, and our responsibility for our own life to set ourselves free. Now, that's exactly what I was saying with the Emperor card, the authenticity, the integrity. So I would say on St. Patrick's Day, ask St. Patrick maybe to work with you. Where do you need to set yourself free? What restrictions do you replace on yourself? Be very mindful of your thoughts maybe today, and just see what flags up. So happy St. Patrick's Day to you, to Maureen Whitevarner also, my Libra sister. Good morning to Serena as well, who I know is the producer in the background of 1-2 Radio, who will put Mark on air at the top of the hour. You would like a card, if time permits. Energy feels like a roller coaster. Oh yes, that's why we need our integrity, and actually we don't need the clutter. So you'd like a business question, tottering my Scorpio husband's business and partners. Okay. So what will be helpful to hold Maureen's energy, my darling angels? Who would like to step forth? I have cards leap out. Interestingly, I have both air cards, which are swords in your traditional tarot. The one is somebody, it's the knight, who is charging forward. It's about being decisive and focused. And focused is the key word here. Where do you put your focus? And it comes with the King of Air, the King of Swords. Now, this guy is the ultimate CEO. He's the guy who sits there clearly, looks at all the facts very objectively, and can take tough decisions about what needs to be pruned, what needs to be done, what needs to be paid attention to, what is important. And again, I loop back to this idea of integrity and authenticity. So given that you're trying to focus on your husband's business. And they gave me a third card, which I could see lurking on the top of the deck. And I wondered whether they wanted me to have it. And they do, which is a fire card. And this is someone, the Five of Fire, who's in a hall of mirrors, holding up their torches. And it's like those fairground mirrors. They distort everything. You can't see your way. So again, clear focus, Maureen, which gets you through the confusion, the hall of mirrors, where our passion and our fire is, but it's not helpful to us because it confuses us. What we want is very, very clear, objective, focused thinking. So I'm hoping that will help you make sense of the confusion that you're living in at the moment. And happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Gave me a lovely, lovely little Irish leprechaun and a pot of gold. So Jennifer is on a trail walk joining us today. Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, my colleague from 1-2-Lish. Gosh, I'm impressed that you're on a trail walk. Beautiful morning, Charlene. I agree. Feeling light and airy. Big hugs to you too. Again, a good morning to Jennifer Hart here in Cornwall, who lives just down the road from me. Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day to Pamela. Shirin, you would like a reading. Get down there. Okay, so a card for Shirin, please. Shirin, what does she need to know? I have a card coming out. Major Arcana card, Shirin. The Dreamer, the Fool in Standard Tarot, the beginning, comes with Archangel Metatron, who is great at expanding time and space when we're late for something we can't get there, or we need to pack a lot into our day. This person has having a new start. This person needs to trust themselves and push their fears aside and just know whatever they need to get done today, or that the angels are saying to me this week, you will get it done. And if you're feeling that you won't because your days are overloaded, ask Archangel Metatron just to flex and pull time and space apart. And get you there. I often famously tell the story. I was on my way to London to a concert some years ago, and the train got caught. I think there was one train broken down in front of us, and we were stuck on the tracks. And I was absolutely fuming because I really wanted to go to this concert, and I knew if it got there late, they won't let you in till halfway through once the show has begun. And then I calmed down. Are you an angel therapist? Are you not? Just ask. So I said, Metatron, I don't know how you're going to do this, but will you please get me to this concert on time? And do you know, my bottom, my backside hit the seat just as the opening chord started. So if you're having that kind of week, I would say call on Archangel Metatron. Tara Elizabeth heard the show change over to today. Thank you for letting me know. And to Charlene on St. Patrick's Day. Also, happy spring equinox, which is also the Persian New Year. Thank you for letting us know that. So much energy of change at this time of year. Nature is changing. When I feel St. Patrick's Day, I feel, you know, everything's green. Tara, you would like a message. Your dad's 70th birthday. Happy birthday to your dad. And your son's 10th, so a portal in your world. So all that birthday male energy and a card for them. Knight, a knight of earth, knight of coins. This knight has the tilled earth. It has been ploughed behind him, but nothing is yet sown. And he has a plan, a map in front of him, but he hasn't drawn anything on it yet. So new beginnings in your house, new years beginning, new earth years. I call birthdays earth days sometimes. This is about people who are loyal and dedicated. And it's a card about waiting for perfect timing as well. I am drawn to that. But I'm just drawn also because the loyal and the dedication. This generational pull that you have today on St. Patrick's Day of a 70th birthday and your son's. So plan something lovely that will suit them both is what I would say. Okay, let me have a look down. Good morning, as I said, to Mark Husson. Good morning to Kat. Kat Garner, you would like a card. Clear the deck. What does Kat need to know? Today, St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Again, I have a card about too much stress. So I don't know if you're piling too many expectations in your day, or people are asking too much of you. It is perfectly all right to say no. I know what that one's like. You're talking to an ace people pleaser here. It's taken me decades to learn to say, thank you so much for asking me to do that. I'm flattered that you would ask me and rely on me, but right now, I can't do that. I'll get back to you, or just plain, no, sorry, I'm overloaded. I just can't do that. It is okay to say no. That's the message I have today. Looking further down, good morning to Renee, who's joined us in the room as well. You are very welcome, Maureen. Let me take a look to see where I am on this show. I do just want to tell you as well, because I always forget that not only do we have 1-2 Radio, but we have 1-2 Listen, which I've talked about, is thoroughly green today and covered in leprechauns, and advisors who are not leprechauns, but they are magical, and they're there on sale today if you need them. But also, and I ought to do this more often, we have 1-2 Academy. I mean, did you know there's a whole school attached to 1-2 Listen? And there are some great classes in there. I mean, I know Catherine is teaching meditation. There's a whole psychic development series with on tarot with Kat. Kelly Whetstone is teaching you the power of feng shui. And Ginger is on a sacred journey of transformation. So if any of that is floating your boat, and we're talking about new beginnings and spring cleaning and St. Patrick's Day and all of that, go and take a look at 1-2 Academy. Because even if you can't get there on the day at the time of the class, all those classes get recorded and get sent to you, so you get to keep them. So I can see some more people have come in the room. I just want to refresh this and check, because I don't want to leave anybody out, and I could see some new comments coming in. Bear with me while my Facebook dance happens. Okay, I think I've spoken to everybody. You are very, very welcome, Laura. So I've only got 3 minutes left on this show. I would like to do you a reading today. If you're, because I did a general one at the top. So this is if you're listening to this show on demand, or you want a card for the week that will help us get through the tumultuous changes, which I know Mark is going to talk about, all these planets changing signs. We had a full moon lunar eclipse to start things off last Thursday, and we've got all these planets changing sign. We've got an equinox, that kind of hold your breath and then breathe out point that happens with the equinox. It feels like Mother Earth Gaia has just kind of done a yogic inspiration breath, held it for four box breathing, and then she breathes out as she comes down the other side of the equinox. So enjoy a good point for rebooting, for undoing that cat's cradle of wiring, if that's something you need to do. A card came out as I said that. It is the Eight of Fire. An Eight of Fire is always about things being up in the air, is the phrase I always associate with this card. It has multiple meanings, as all tarot cards do. So if you want to know your tarot well, say Kat has a study class on 1-2 Academy. But this card to me means everything's up in the air, and it particularly features a full moon. So we've had a full moon. We're going down to the dark, and then there'll be a new moon and another full moon. So in that time, use your energy wisely. Again, if you find too much going on, or you're stressed by too many possibilities, then just take time with the equinox to take a breath. This card can be about multitasking, but not always. So just take a pause, take a breath. That's what this card is trying to say. So here I am. I am in the last minutes. I can see the live stream is coming up for Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. That is next at 10 o'clock. At 9 a.m., it's the Intuition Hour with Kathleen Nicholson. 10, Laurie the Love Sherpa with Laurie Love. At 11, Life Journeys with Serena, and at noon, it is Fresh 55. So there you go. I am almost out of time. Thank you so much for joining me. You are a joy. I will get the show up to on demand as fast as I possibly can. If you would like a reading with me, I am going to go and join the Irish greenness and leprechauns that is the fun going on over on 1-2-Listen, where we are on sale. So, have a beautiful day. Top of the morning to you. May the wind and the sun shine on your back and all those other Irish blessings, and may you find a pot of gold wherever you go. It's been a pleasure to share St. Patrick's Day with you. Have a beautiful day. Take care. Lots of love. See you next week. Bye-bye for now.